For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Oh, I pray you're having a great Thursday morning this morning. All blessings to you. Good morning, and I pray you're enjoying the month of October, that we're entering a beautiful fall season. I love it. Harvest time, great weather. I've gotten 3 emails so far. Have I tried the pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks? Well, I have. They're delicious, but I don't know. I got to find one that's, what, sugar-free or something. It's a little too syrupy for me, but don't get mad at me, because I do understand the concept, and it's delicious. So anyway, thank you for asking. But we're in this teaching. I will obviously have to go into next week, because I have 7 top lies that, unfortunately, women, it seems, get affected, but they believe, and it keeps them from being radiant. We were talking out of Psalm 34:5-6, and David saying, man, all who look to him, to God, will be radiant. And their faces will never be covered with shame. He's speaking from firsthand experience. That entire psalm, he was running for his life, Psalm 34. And God delivers him, and he says, oh my gosh, I will bless the Lord at all times. He shouts in verse 8, taste and see that God is good. So the secret to radiant living, to having your face be radiant, which means filled with light or beaming and glowing, is to keep your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2, looking away from all else unto Jesus. Hebrews 12:3, interestingly enough, says this. We can choose to look to him and be radiant, or we can choose not to consider him and become, here's Hebrews 12:3, wearied and faint in our minds. So Hebrews 12:2, we're looking away from everything else except Jesus. He's the deliverer. He's the savior. He's the one. So I just got through number 1 yesterday, a lie that women believe, and it keeps them from enjoying God and being radiant. And it is, I can't help the way I am. And that's a lie. You can help the way you are. You don't have to play the victim. You've got the Holy Spirit living within you. He's the agent. He's God. He's the one helping you to change. Romans 6:1-14. And Romans 8:1-2. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Look to God. Keep your face on him. You'll go from being a victim to really a victor, walking in the victory that God has provided. Psalm 16:11, Psalm 73:25. In your presence is fullness of joy. My face is radiant. I'm full of joy of God. God is the strength of my heart. In my portion forever. You can help the way you are. Look to him. Amen. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.